Good morning. It's Monday, September 26th. Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, fighting a rising problem in our state. The governor's moves to combat catalytic converter thefts in California.
Plus, Gianna, it was a full circle moment 18 years in the making before the A's game at the Coliseum in Oakland.
There is no bounce, G. What's your mantra?
Straight to Grandpa.
Straight to Grandpa. That's right.
The ceremonial first pitch fulfilling a Bay Area family's epic quest.
And we have a midweek warm-up in the forecast for us. We'll talk about how that'll impact your microclimates coming up in your full forecast. Time right now for a look at this morning's top stories. Governor Newsom signed two bills addressing catalytic converter thefts in the state. Recyclers will now have to keep more detailed records, and only authorized dealers will be able to sell used converters. Catalytic converter thefts have increased tenfold since 2018. Oakland police responded to a shooting at the Fruitvale BART station. Officers say one person was shot. It happened near 55th Avenue right before getting onto a BART train last night. Now, video posted to Citizen app shows the police and emergency vehicle response. No word yet on arrests or a description of suspects. The victim is said to be in stable condition at the hospital. And in Placer and El Dorado counties, the mosquito fire is now 60% contained and all evacuation orders have been lifted. Crews are focused now on control lines of the eastern and western flanks. The fire has burned nearly 77,000 acres and it's destroyed 78 buildings. And I'm sure we always could use rain, especially with the drought here in California. We're not getting any of that anytime soon.
Why do we have to bring up the R?
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to say rain this morning.
Start your Monday that way.
I'm just kidding. Now, we don't have rain in the forecast necessarily, but what we do have is a midweek warm-up. Extending into throughout half this week, we're going to see more mild conditions just along the coastline, but our inland areas are going to start heating up as we wrap up this week and head into the weekend. Daytime highs today, mostly still sitting in the 60s, 80s off in our inland areas with a lot of sunshine in sight, but where we're not going to be seeing sunshine as we kick off this morning, it's along our coastline and even into San Francisco, where that marine layer is still very dense. It'll start tapering off as we head into that 11 o'clock hour. Notice how it still streamlines its way in from the Golden Gate Bridge all throughout the middle portion of the bay. And then we wrap up the day with sunnier skies. The marine layer will return tomorrow morning. Now, I did mention a midweek warm-up, right? This is a look at our temperature anomaly. We heat up a lot as we head into Thursday and Friday. Friday will be one of the warmest days of this week. And then we cool off into a weekend forecast. We'll talk more about how that'll impact you coming up in a bit and show you the numbers. But for now, how are the roads looking?
It's getting busy out there. It is Monday. We're back at work. And a lot of cars starting to load up, especially on some spots, Highway 4, as well as westbound 80. And westbound 80, that's where we've got a crash. If you're headed out of Hercules into Richmond, it is slow and go. A couple of trouble spots, traffic hazard, as well as this accident, westbound 80 right at El Portal Drive. So plan for that. Speed's dipping down about 10 miles per hour. So certainly slow and go as you work your way through there. All right, let's take a look at traffic elsewhere. If you plan on taking that ride towards the Bay Bridge, well, that is definitely starting to slow down just a bit. They turn the metering lights on just about 5:49 this morning, so 11 minutes now for the commute as you head from the maze over to the city. And if you're headed along 880, say towards the Bay Bridge, right now things are looking pretty good. So far, so good on the Nimitz. Not bad. Getting a little slow south of here into Hayward. Jocelyn.
Gianna, a man battling Parkinson's disease for over 20 years had quite the experience over the weekend. His grandson threw out the first pitch, and he caught it yesterday. And it was a full circle moment for them both, as Dahlin explains.
Before we get to the ceremonial first pitch at Sunday's A's ball game, let's backtrack a little bit.
A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is a story about the close bond between a father and son and the process of understanding Parkinson's disease and living with it.
I'm slower. I've got less energy. I've got a lot of pain.
Back in 1990, long before it was a popular idea, East Bay dad Dan Cochran suggested to son Robert they would visit all 30 baseball stadiums that summer. Well, they visited four and put the idea on hold. Fast forward to 2001, Dan was diagnosed with Parkinson's. The family had a lot of uncertainties, fears, and wasn't sure how much time Dan would have left. In 2004, son Robert decided they would finish their goal of visiting all 30 ballparks, starting with their favorite team, the Oakland A's.
It was 2 months of driving, about 350, 400 miles a day.
Road trip 20,000 miles.
In the last 18 years, Robert, a filmmaker, has made three documentaries about their ballpark and Parkinson's journey to raise awareness and help people better understand the disease. On Sunday, they came back to where it all started. Dan's grandson, 13-year-old Giuseppe, will be throwing him the ceremonial first pitch.
Kind of like nerves, but kind of confident. I'm pretty, like, I practice at 60 feet.
There is no bounce, G. What's your mantra?
Straight to grandpa.
Straight to grandpa, that's right. Clear the mind, straight to grandpa.
My dad, Dan.
A meet and greet with A's president, Dave Cavill. The Athletics hosting Parkinson's disease awareness at the game. Then, a few minutes of warm-up between grandpa and grandson.
A little bit of nervousness?
No.
You're ready?
Yeah, ready.
Here we go.
Behind home plate.
The 78-year-old wants people to know Parkinson's isn't a death sentence. You can live a productive life and accomplish everything you set your mind to, including catching the first pitch at an A's ball game.
www.ballsmovie.com.
Dan and Robert started a nonprofit called Yes and Exercise to help people living with Parkinson's to improve their quality of life.
One, two, three,
stretch your arm. No ball game.
In Oakland, I'm Dahl Lynn, KPIX 5.
All right, everybody, we got a head and we got a first pick.
All right, there. So what's next? The Michael J. Fox Foundation invited the Cochran family actually to run in the Walt Disney World Marathon. So instead of doing the 5K, Dan decided to do the full marathon, 26.2 miles, right? Hey, go big or go home, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, our photojournalist Brian Kiley was reminding us that they also covered them in Beta Breakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very busy father and son duo right now. Yes. Very cool. Very cool to
see.
Yeah,
and inspirational, too. Yeah. We all need it this morning.
Nice to see the whole family out there. All right. Actor and wrestling superstar John Cena has reached a Make-A-Wish milestone. This is very cool as well. The 16-time WWE World Champion just set a Guinness World Record for most wishes granted through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Cena has fulfilled the wishes of 650 children facing life-threatening illness. Now, no other celebrity has granted more wishes than 200 wishes in the 42-year history of Make-A-Wish. Wow. Now, the big guy with the big heart is also the most requested celebrity. So how about that?
Aww.
Good for him. I love seeing that.
Yes.
I love seeing that.
So he's the celebrity that has granted the most wishes of any celebrity.
Of any celebrity.
Wow. So that's just, yeah, that's great.